This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It is Free Talk Live. We'll talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. You can dial on in here toll free. We'll give you the numbers in moments. Also, our Skype username allows you to connect to us and bring up what you want to discuss. Of course, there's always stuff in the news that we want to discuss with you, and so we bring that stuff in to talk about. One of the biggest stories of the day, I think, is probably the news that despite the trouncing that Bernie Sanders gave to Hillary Clinton in the primary election here on Tuesday, as we'd reported late last night here on Free Talk Live, the final totals have yet to be, it was at like 97-point-something percent earlier
today.
No,
they're at 100% now.
They're just
waiting to actually tabulate all of the write-in votes before putting official numbers up on Secretary of State's website. But they do have those unofficial numbers for everybody that was on the ballot.
You are correct. Politico.com has 100% reporting now. So it was at 97 earlier when I checked it. Bernie Sanders with 60.4% of the popular vote. Hillary Clinton at 38%. And one of the big, you know, points of news here is that despite Bernie Sanders whomping Clinton in the popular vote, that Hillary Clinton has the same amount of delegates, according to Politico. Earlier, it was being reported that she had more delegates than Sanders.
They had a report in it, I had some article, 297.
That's total. He's talking about in New Hampshire. From New Hampshire.
Okay.
And so the number that you're talking about is total delegates, and the vast majority of those, as well as, I think, somewhere close to half of the delegates that she's getting out of New Hampshire are what they call these super delegates.
Right, and DailyCaller.com has a story that briefly explains what's going on here. For those of you who haven't heard this,
isn't it brief enough to say that Bernie Sanders tied with her in Iowa and beat the hell out of her in New Hampshire and has like a ninth of the delegates that she does?
Those are not pledged delegates.
Daryl, I understand that the system's rigged. You don't have to explain it to me.
Understand, but 300 million Americans don't understand.
Do they have to know exactly how the system's rigged to know the system's rigged?
It helps them know the ways in which it's rigged.
And this is going to be a surprise to a lot of people.
If you go to the casino, yes, it's good to know that there are certain games that the House has a huge advantage on, but it also helps to understand why they have a huge advantage.
So my answer to this, if I'm a Sanders supporter, and I would like to see Bernie Sanders take the Democratic nomination, my answer to this is, well, then I give up. I'm not going to go vote. Very good. Thanks.
When you say that, you mean if you were a Democrat who was going to vote in the primary?
Right. If there's 49 states at this point, why the hell should I vote? As a Democrat who doesn't live in New Hampshire, why the hell should I vote? Hillary Clinton's already got it sewn up.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, it would just simply be to express your discontent, perhaps, with the status quo.
And just because she has, 290 delegates to his, 40 or 30 or whatever it is, she is still a long way.
It's way more, actually, than 290. According to DailyCaller.com, Clinton has 394.
Okay, she still needs 1,100 to wind up securing the nomination. So she's still a long way from getting there. It's still going to be May until 60% of the delegates are allocated.
So you're saying that the Bernie could win every single one of the primaries until the end, and just by a small margin, and that Clinton would still take the nomination.
That is not at all what I said.
Isn't it true?
I don't know how many super delegates they have in the Democratic whatnot.
Pretty much all the super delegates are placed, and they're all placed on Clinton.
okay, if all of them have already placed to Clinton, then Bernie could, in theory, still wind up getting the nomination from pledged delegates.
I understand, but you get that the system's rigged.
Right? I never said it wasn't.
The point of this is to talk about why the system is rigged.
And how.
Right. So according to DailyCaller.com, New Hampshire has 24 pledged delegates, which are allocated based on the popular vote. Sanders, as of they're writing this, so it's been updated since then, Sanders had 13, now has 15. Sanders has 13, and Clinton has 9, with 2 currently allotted to neither. I believe those have been allotted to Sanders since then. But under Democratic National Committee rules, New Hampshire also has 8 what are called the superdelegates, which are party officials who are free to commit to whomever they like, regardless of how their state votes, and their vote counts the same as delegates who won through the primary. And who's more likely to be a party official? Well, the party establishment, the people who've been involved with the Democratic Party for a long time, and the people who are the party establishment are more likely to support Hillary Clinton. And so that's why this has been, I think, shocking news for many people who they don't know. You know, the average Democrat doesn't know how the Democratic Party is run, the internal party politics, the rules, these ridiculous rules that they have. And so it's important to show them, well, look, this is what's really going on. You thought it would be as simple as just voting for Bernie? Well, no. I mean, that's all you can do. But ultimately, the party rules are essentially nullifying your votes by having these old school officials come in here and vote for the party line. Vote for Hillary Clinton. And that's got to be frustrating to a lot of people who thought they'd sewn this thing up here in New Hampshire, and yet Hillary's now walking away with the same amount of delegates at this point as Bernie. There's apparently 2 more to be assigned, and so I'm not sure when those will be assigned, given that we now have 100%.
Well, the super delegates can pledge or unpledge at any time,
right,
before the convention.
They could switch sides.
Okay. So all of these super delegates could decide, you know what, Hillary, we think you're going to go to prison, so hey, Joe Biden, why don't you come on, jump in the race, and we'll all give you our support.
Of course, Hillary's not going to prison, so I doubt they'll say that.
And the superdelegates wouldn't be able to, even if they threw behind Biden at this point, who can't be on the ballot in probably half the states, he wouldn't get enough delegates to beat Sanders.
Why would he not be on the ballot in half the states?
Because
he's not
petitioning deadlines and ballot access requirements for like half of the primaries have already passed.
Oh, you mean for the primary, but okay, I got you.
That's how the primaries are how we pick people here in the United States.
Yeah, but I have read a lot of speculation that at some point, Joe Biden will jump in and you'll wind up having a brokered convention for the Democrats. It means nobody has enough pledged delegates to be the presumed nominee. So generally, there's always, you know, one person has like 75-80% of the delegates. And they're like, well, this person is the presumed nominee. Meaning that unless something absolutely weird happens, this person is walking out of the convention as the presidential nominee. So if nobody has a majority of delegates, then there is no presumed nominee. It's in what they call a brokered convention.
So then what?
So then they vote, and
then
they
Hillary
vote.
Figures out a way to stay.
And they vote, and they vote, and they vote, and they vote
at
until
the
somebody does wind up getting a majority.
I see.
So it's the way
not plurality, but a majority.
Majority. It's okay. The same way the Green Party, the Constitution Party, and the Libertarian Party choose their presidential nominees.
Are they eliminating as they're voting?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they're convincing people. They're saying, hey, look, you know, your guy can't make it. I mean,
but like the lowest person gets chopped or something like that?
That's how it happens in the Libertarian nomination is whoever the lowest vote getter is, they wind up getting eliminated.
Right. They're voted off the island.
And then, you know, somebody could certainly still cast a write-in vote for the guy that just got removed, but it would be counted just as a write-in vote. And then whoever the next lowest person that was an official candidate, they would get removed until somebody winds up getting a majority. And on the Libertarian side, I think a couple years ago they had where it went to like a fifth or a sixth round, back a long time ago. I think there was one of the Democratic nominating conventions that went to like a 37th ballot.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was back before the use of primaries became popular. And so primaries started as a way to remove the process from the cigar-filled back rooms.
But that hasn't really changed much, according to this news that should be revealing to many Democrats, many rank-and-file Democrats, that the system in their party's side is corrupt, just like for the Ron Paul Republicans, who are shocked to find that their candidate was screwed in the various different party conventions. Surprise, the Democrats are no better. 855-453, that's our toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
I walk my dog every day, and I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix. We meet the same people every day. Oh, he's so soft, and he's so silky. And these dogs that have this brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell him about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sundance's coat was shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
We get asked all the time at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
It didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark, are you finally happy tonight, given that TJ the Spy had ordered some Sherry's Berries to the house, and you did finally get one of them?
I got one of my Sherry's Berries, and I'm happy.
Yes, and they're
delicious.
Excellent.
They really, really are good.
Which one did you choose?
I always get the milk chocolate's my favorite.
Really?
I just like
the one with
chocolate.
The nuts on them. Right?
Yeah, it's got nuts on it. But
that's because Mark likes nuts.
He does. It's really, it's a toss-up. The dark chocolate, the white chocolate, they're all good.
Yeah, truly. I mean, try picking your favorite. It can be a challenge. Berries.com. Sherry's Berries is a great Valentine's Day gift. And, of course, Valentine's Day is coming up fast. It's this Sunday. Not too late, though, for you to get your order in at berries.com. For your loved one, you can order delicious chocolate-dipped strawberries. And we're talking about white milk, dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. And delivery is guaranteed. So even if you need it delivered Sunday, they can do that over at Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com and click the microphone. Type in code FTL, you'll get giant freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. And for Free Talk Live listeners, you can double the berries for just $10. Go to berries.com, click the microphone, use code FTL. And you can also call them toll-free if you want, 866-FRUIT-02. That's 866-FRUIT-02. But remember to tell them you heard about it on Free Talk Live. If you call on the phone, it's berries.com, berries.com. Click the mic, type in code FTL, and order some delicious berries for your loved one this Valentine's Day. So we're talking about Bernie Sanders trouncing Hillary Clinton, a 20-point lead in the polls. And, of course, Vermin Supreme ranking in at number
also,
4.
When you look at the towns, she won like 4 towns in the state of New Hampshire.
Wow.
So if you look at a map of the distribution of the votes,
it's Bernie
all over with a few little dots.
Cheshire County, by the way, is where we live. The Keene area was the number one most Bernie voting county of all of them.
And also Bernie's victory, it was a lot more convincing than Trump's victory, where Trump barely got over a third of the votes.
Yeah, but he
doubled the next closest.
Yeah, twice as much as Kasich, who
right,
won,
but there 16%. Were 30 people on the ballot
okay.
for the Republicans. So it's not like there were 4 and he got 35 and then everybody else.
There were 28 people on the ballot for the Democrats.
Well, there are now fewer, as apparently Chris Christie and Carly Fiorina, I believe, have bowed out of the race as of
today. Okay.
That's what I've heard. Yep. I don't know if anybody else called it quits. Carson did worse than both Christie and Fiorina. Presumably, he's still going forward. Jeb Bush still going forward. And
I saw a hilarious photo last night where it was Jeb sitting next to his mom, Barbara. And, it was one of these things where words were thrown on the picture. I hate to call it a meme, but that's what everybody's going to be like, oh, you saw a meme. But it said, Jeb's been a good boy. It's his turn to invade Iraq.
Yeah, it's funny.
Right. we'll see about that. Obviously, time's going to tell as far as how this all plays out. Will, how many of the voters from these other candidates that are dropping out will go to Trump? Who knows? We will find out as time goes on. You're welcome to join us here. If you want to jump into the discussion, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But I don't really know if there's much else to say about the election at this point. South Carolina is, what, a week and a half away?
Yes.
Not this Saturday, but the following. I believe
there's one of the I forget if it's the Republicans or the Democrats that have a primary on the 20th, and then the other party has one on the 27th.
Right.
There's a different day in South Carolina.
It's really weird.
Yes.
And also Nevada's doing something.
Yeah, there are a few states where the Republicans and Democrats don't vote on the same day or don't caucus on the same day.
Here's what I'd say to the Sanders supporters. What I say to the Hillary supporters is, what the hell's wrong with you? What I say to the Sanders supporters is it's kind of like a game in tennis. If you're dealing with a referee who's kind of cheating and they always call your ball out if it's close to the line, you make sure your ball gets closer, is farther in on the court. You just got to make sure instead of getting 51%, you got to get 61%. You have to, you have to get people out to vote, and you have to totally trounce this lady, and then they won't be able to cheat as easily.
I bet they have some tricks up their sleeve.
They do have tricks up their sleeve, and not all states award their delegates proportionally. Some states are winner-take-all, so yeah. If you wind up with, you know, one more vote than whoever you beat, you get all the delegates.
Yes, but you're assuming that those votes are counted properly and that Clinton hasn't paid off the people that count them. So at that point, you want to make your margin of victory larger. That's all I'm saying is this isn't about getting 51%. It's about getting 61%.
Yeah, but you don't get to decide that in advance, right? You can only just do your best and hope everything shakes out.
Right. Well, you can try harder and those kind of things. Oh, my question. Okay, what's my question to you is this. Do you think they should just not do anything?
Well, no, of course not.
That's really the other option. The other option is screw it, the system's, you know, it's rigged and I'm just going home.
No, obviously the Ron Paul people, I mean, when they went out there, they did their best. They kept at it. They tried to show up.
They never got 51%.
They tried to show up for the man. I was talking about the votes. I was talking about the conventions where the Ron Paul people went in. They thought they were going to be able to use the rules to promote Ron Paul, and they ended up getting shut down. The rules ended up being ignored or waived, and they ended up even turning off their microphones at some of these Republican conventions.
Yes.
So the system, the establishment is not, you know, it's very reticent to change. They don't want to allow some sort of upstart in to change the system. Not that Bernie Sanders is much of an upstart. He's still part of the establishment, but he's
20 years or something.
He seems to be less, you know, he has there are people that have the belief that Bernie is less establishment than Hillary Clinton. And I suppose there's an argument that can be made for that. So, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In other news, the occupiers in the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge, they're still there. And for a while, there was nothing coming out of there because they had apparently had their internet turned off or their cell phones had been shut down in some way. The FBI had contacted their cell phone companies and had shut off the four remaining occupiers' phones, which is why I was surprised last night to discover that new videos have been posted to the Defend Your Base YouTube channel. We'll play some of the audio for you here in a little bit. But in other news, last night I did mention that the post office apparently may be turning into a bank if some in Congress get their way. The story from SovereignMan.com, it seems that the news has been ripped from the pages of The Onion, or perhaps Atlas Shrugged. But incredibly enough, it's actually true. Earlier this week, Congress proposed a new law authorizing the U.S. Postal Service to provide banking and financial services. It's called the, quote, Providing Opportunities for Savings, Transactions, and Lending, unquote, Act, abbreviated as the Postal Act. And it provides explicit authorization for them to provide banking services, including checking and savings accounts, money transfers, and other basic financial services as the Postal Service deems appropriate in the public interest. The Bank of the Post Office. It's incredible when you think about it, considering the U.S. Postal Service hasn't turned a profit in a decade. As a matter of fact, as we've reported here a number of times on Free Talk Live, it's been hemorrhaging cash. And its total accumulated losses now exceed $51 billion, easily ranking it among the least successful companies in history. Because most companies would have gone out of business by now. Yeah. Most companies don't have the federal government backing them up. We'll talk about the Postal Bank. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. If you haven't yet, just send a contact request on over, and we'll approve it. It'll be that simple, and then you can call us from that point forward via Skype, and you'll usually sound pretty great when you do that. Coming up, the latest on the Oregon occupiers, who are now in their second month of occupying the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge. And there's been a lot of silence coming out of there for about a week, but now they're back on the internet without really explaining how they got back on the internet. Very strange how
they've been turned.
Once the FBI cuts off your internet access from your cell phone, how do you get around that one?
Well, if they tell you how they got back, wouldn't the FBI be able to cut them off that much more quickly?
Yeah,
it's
maybe
the Illuminati.
So. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so we'll get into to all that here. You can also share your thoughts, and I want to let you know about SaveItPurse.com. You can save big time on your Amazon purchases. In fact, I've been choosing 50% as my selected SaveItPurse discount. Now, after the purse fee, it breaks down to like 35%. But still, it's a huge amount of savings on stuff you're going to buy anyway. So the last, I believe, five transactions now that I've had at SaveItPurse.com, I've just been picking 50%. I never was really doing that before just because I thought, oh, it's going to take too long. But it hasn't been taking long to get a 50% off order fulfilled. Because the idea is you're sort of putting up your Bitcoin. You have to have Bitcoin to make this happen. You're putting your Bitcoin into a marketplace, and people are buying your Bitcoin for, in this case, 50% over the market value of Bitcoin. It's amazing to me that people do this, but they do it. And it makes it so you can save big time. Now, you want to get 20% off, 30% off, it's easy. You'll get that super fast, in my experience, with saveitpurse.com. But if you want to go for a try for 50%, if you're not in a rush, throw it up there at 50%, see what happens.
The worst
thing that can happen is you wait a few days and then you lower it to 40% or 45% and you try it again. So it's amazing and it works very, very well. It's a great reason to get Bitcoin if you don't yet have some. Go to saveitpurse.com. You can learn how it all works there. It's very, very simple and it works well. Save AT Purse, saveitpurse.com. As we go to Tim in Wyoming, and we'll continue talking about the Postal Service proposing, or Congress rather, proposing for the Postal Service to become a bank. We'll get back into that, though. Tim is in Wyoming. Go ahead, sir.
That sounds like a terrible idea, but
yes, it does.
Yeah, it sounds like they should be. Congress has basically given up their ability to do what they should do, but and we shouldn't let the Postal Service do it either. But anyway, I was going to say a couple things last night. You actually asked me last night if I had some other comments to make about water, and I thought to myself, well, there's the idea of, if the desalination plants that were actually about to be built in California, if those had actually been completed, I'm sure that they were blocked by Nestle and other companies that basically own the major water supplies in California. If people were to build their own, or if free market, obviously, if the free enterprise and free market were able to build something like that and not have government stepping all over it and stopping it and colluding with Nestle in that case, if they were able to do that, then there would be fresh water for everyone. They could actually have floating desalinization plants on barges and do that and just bottle the water out there and outside of international waters and then ship it in. Why not? That's something. Or even better yet, like I was saying about the idea that Frank Herbert had of wind traps, the wind trap idea, which I think the caller just before me last night had mentioned. I don't know if he used the word wind traps or not. I didn't catch the very beginning of the conversation, but his idea, like I said, was actually proposed in the 60s by Frank Herbert. Maybe it had been proposed by someone else before, but he was actually a very, very intelligent individual. So he came up with quite a few things. I mean, the still suit, the wind traps, just magnetic propulsion flying devices.
Sandworms.
Various other things. And sandworms.
The sandworms are awesome.
The sandworms are pretty cool because, I mean, basically, if you think of a combination of mushrooms and LSD and possibly a mescaline as the spice, then it's a natural substance that, and for all intents and purposes, was worm feces is what it was. Worm vomit.
That's what the spice was.
Is that right?
Right. That's what it was. Yeah.
Is that a spoiler? Because I've not actually seen the movie.
I've seen the book.
I don't even know what movie or book you're spoiling.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dune.
Dune by
I figured Sandworms. Everybody knew what Dune was, but you're right. Should have made that clear.
No, I heard sandworms. I didn't hear anybody ever.
He mentioned Frank Herbert. That's the author of Dune.
Ah, okay, yeah.
He did say Dune.
But I don't think Dune was said so far, sorry. Up until now. Anyway, go ahead, Tim.
Say it again? The title. Yeah, I didn't say Dune, did I?
That's right.
No. There were also, I guess if you want to call them sandworms, there was something like that in Beetlejuice too, right?
How about Tremors?
Tremors.
Tremors 1, 2, 3, yeah. 4,
and 5.
7.
Now. There's 5 Tremors.
392.
The new one was good, by the way. Anyone who likes Tremors should see Tremors 5. Hey, thanks, Tim, for your call here tonight. I appreciate it. I probably should see Dune someday. I mean, it's supposedly like this epic sci-fi movie. And I've never actually seen it. I played the video game.
Well, there you go.
So I kind of know
the plot. You know all you need to know.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The U.S. Postal Service, according to SovereignMan.com, has not turned a profit in a decade. And as a matter of fact, its total accumulated losses now exceed $51 billion, easily ranking it among the least successful companies in history. And the only way the U.S. Postal Service can continue to maintain its operations is with regular bailouts from the American taxpayer, specifically bailouts going to the pension fund of the various different postal employees who are collecting pension, which is a huge liability for the Postal Service. But yes, in addition to that, generally they're, you know, not doing so good from a business perspective anyway, because, well, it's the government. You know, even though it's sort of a quasi-private organization, it's ultimately still backed by the state.
It's quasi-private, and they can't do anything without congressional approval.
Right, so it's the worst business model ever.
Right, if they need to change their business model, it has to go through Congress. So they can't, they're in no way
nimble.
Yeah,
that's not a private business.
Right, if they're in no way nimble, they can't just have a board meeting and decide to do something. And by the way, I don't consider boards to be the most nimble form of management either.
We're on a few.
Right, and I generally have disdain for the idea of boards, but, you know, there aren't really much better ways to organize that I've seen besides a dictatorship.
We are the board. You will assimilate.
The only way, statistics are just horrendous, according to them. Mail volume is down dramatically, which means that the revenue continues to fall, yet the Postal Service expenses and pension costs keep growing, along with its debt. Just like the U.S. government, the Postal Service has its own debt ceiling that's set by Congress, and they reached that debt ceiling back in 2012 and have remained at that level for years. The only way they survive is by moving liabilities off balance sheet and regularly going back to Congress with hat in hand. Talk about a responsible financial partner. This sounds exactly like the place we would want to deposit our hard-earned savings.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, why would these people even consider an idea so absurd as to let an organization with a history of failed operations take over people's savings?
Well, because they would be insured by the FDIC or something like that, so it wouldn't really particularly matter.
Simple, they say. It's a cheap source of capital. The Postal Service desperately needs cash. So what better way to raise capital than to sucker unsuspecting Americans into opening up postal bank accounts? When you deposit money in a bank, you are effectively loaning the bank your money. In exchange, they pay you a whopping 0.01% interest.
Right.
This is what almost all banks do. They borrow money from depositors and, hopefully, make credible investments and loans with other people's money. Except in this case, the Postal Service needs to borrow depositors' savings to cover losses from their other operations. There's a term for this, says SovereignMan.com. It's called a Ponzi scheme.
Yes.
So, yeah, it seems like a terrible idea to
It does, on the one hand, seem like a terrible idea, but at the same time, it doesn't seem like it's something that's necessarily unheard of.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You said there's some history behind the post office.
Yeah, apparently there's some history of this, and I really want to know why it went away.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is just what the Postal Service needs, is longer lines with more people waiting for their services.
Hmm.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. The proposal on the table from Congress is apparently to add a bank to the Postal Service.
Re-add.
But right, Daryl, you're saying this is actually an old idea, and you're going to tell us more about that here. The toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. So it seems like a terrible idea to give the Postal Service your money, given they don't have a good track record of being able to manage money very effectively. What would their $51 billion of their accumulated losses thus far and constantly having to re-up from taxpayer money to pay out their pensions.
Still not as bad as giving the money directly to the federal government.
True, I wouldn't give money to a federal-run bank either, but nonetheless,
some people would.
What's the news from olden times?
So the story that I have here is from the Pittsburgh Tribune. They're reposting from the L.A. Times. And the Times reports until the late 1960s, you could walk into a post office and deposit money in a savings account at the same time you bought stamps or mailed a package. An outgrowth of the financial panic of 1907, the no-frills postal bank surged in popularity during the Great Depression. But as commercial banks expanded and offered higher interest rates, the U.S. postal savings system became as outdated as a black and white movie. Now, after another financial crisis, there's a new push, and then they start talking about the new push to try to once again.
So they got out
this together.
So they basically, the market of banks, which is highly regulated and not exactly nimble on its own, was able to outcompete the Postal Service.
Not necessarily. So I started digging around. And it seems as though the Department of Treasury or Congress, one, just rescinded the authority for the post office to run this savings thing.
So they ended, they decided
to end the bank. So I've got info from the U.S. Postal Service that they've got a two-page paper here, and the second page says, after World War II, goods became available to meet pent-up consumer demand. Banks raised their interest rates to 2% or higher and offered the same government guarantee as the postal savings system, and saving bonds provided a higher rate of interest.
Deposits in the postal savings system declined, dropping to $416 million in 1964. On April 22, 1966, the Post Office Department stopped accepting deposits to existing accounts, refused to open new accounts, and cut off interest payments as the yearly anniversary date of existing accounts came up. When the postal savings system officially ended on July 1, 1967, about $50 million in unclaimed deposits of more than 600,000 depositors were turned over to the Treasury Department.
This. We have now found out why they want to keep, they want to run a bank out of the post office.
Yeah. An act of August 13, 1971 authorized the Treasury to turn over the money on deposit to various state and, states and other jurisdictions, and each sharing proportionally based on its own deposits. Some $9 million were distributed that year, and then there was some public law that did something else. So basically, it seems to me that, yes, they were being outcompeted, and then the either Treasury or Congress said, okay, yeah, you don't get to run a bank anymore.
And now they're proposing it yet again. If you want to share your thoughts, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. The Postal Service is just, it's like a relic. I mean, the fact that they're even still around, it's almost quaint
at this point. They're anachronistic. There's no doubt about it. It's just, that's it.
Something out of its time.
And it only exists, the United States Postal Service only exists because of a government monopoly on the delivery of first-class mail.
That's a good point. It's important to bring that up. People don't realize that. Like, well, you know, why doesn't...
Here's FedEx and UPS.
Right. Well, why don't... You know, it seems strange that FedEx and UPS have all these great services, but yet they don't offer lower price services. It's because they are not allowed by law to do so. It's illegal for them to send anything for less than a dollar. It's my understanding what the current cap is on this, the law that makes it illegal to compete for first class mail, basically. So if they want to send something for more than a dollar, apparently they can.
Right, and the definition of first class mail is a little more, you know, broad than just you can't send something for under a dollar.
Yeah.
So you could certainly send a letter to someone using UPS or FedEx.
You just have to pay to
You've got to put it in a special envelope and then pay, you know, some outrageous overnight whatever fee.
Right.
And you can't put a stamp on it and give it to UPS.
That's right.
So the Postal Service is to some extent subsidized by rent, rent deals that it has on these big locations.
Meaning they don't pay rent in a lot of places.
In some cases they pay lower rents, they pay no rents.
The Fed owns the building.
They are
whatever.
Their own business, but they're sort of latched to the federal government in a way that they probably shouldn't be. They can't change their business model because postal roads are included in the Constitution. I don't exactly understand why you have to, just because postal roads are in the Constitution doesn't mean you have to have a post office. But whatever. They can't even do, like, what makes the most sense is cut mail delivery to 3 days a week to any given box.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right. So they're delivering mail 6 days a week currently with Sundays off, right?
Yes.
That divides nicely.
I've seen them out on a Sunday.
They're probably driving mail from one location to another.
I've seen the delivery truck out on a Sunday.
Right. They will do certain, you know, like you can pay extra
for Sunday delivery, yeah.
Like with UPS or FedEx, but they're not delivering a first-class mail or first-class letter
I'm just
to
saying,
your door on
I've
a
seen
Sunday.
Them. I've seen them out.
So that divides nicely by two. You just make it so that, you know, I don't know, they can figure it out. Some computer model can figure out what's the most efficient route on Monday versus, route one and then route two, and then just have them run separate routes rather than the same route every single day, which people don't need to get mail every day. A lot of people are paying their bills online these days. If you can't, if your life is so messed up that you have to get first-class mail delivery every single day, like you've got real problems in organization.
I want to go to Joe. He's in Alabama, and you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, I think the post office ought to be disbanded.
Yeah,
it ought to
be
free enterprise. You know, they've already shown, like y'all were talking about, FedEx and these other UPS do a lot better job. But the government's got their hands wrapped so much in everything. If it becomes a bank, it's even going to be more growing to where you'll never be able to disband it. and then they do it like the banks. How's that going to hurt the other banks? Because look at what health care did to other insurance companies. It makes it more of a mess for everybody else.
So one of the problems you're going to run up against, even if someone from Congress were to actually propose this, which they probably wouldn't, but if they were to propose it, the big objection is going to be the jobs. There are, I believe, more Postal Service employees than there are members of the U.S. Army, if I'm not mistaken. You literally have an army of Postal Service employees. These people are union members, many of them, and they are going to protest. They are a huge, huge, lobbying force with a lot of potential for stopping any kind of proposal to eliminate the Postal Service.
If you've never seen the movie The Postman, the Kevin Costner film,
okay.
Definitely watch it, because there's a lot of symbolism about how the post office is really the thing that keeps the United States together.
What do you mean by that?
So the movie, it's a dystopian future. The U.S. government has disbanded. Kevin Costner escapes this gang that's trying to be all tyrannical and control people. And he stumbles across a post office old van. And he's lighting stuff to stay warm, and he winds up stealing the clothes off of the dead postal guy, and he grabs a bag of mail and becomes a wanderer, finds this city, and he's just like rummaging through. I've got a letter for, and they're like, that person's been dead for 20 years. And then he finally reads off a name of somebody that's still alive. And so he recreates
some junk mail.
He recreates the post office and fictionalizes the reformation of the United States government. And
this sounds like a terrible.
Hold on, I didn't say it was a. I said the symbolism.
Okay.
Is that the post office is what keeps the country together. So the gang that's trying to run everything, they find him, and they find all of these other postmen, and he doesn't know who most of them are. And it's just that symbolism of the post office is what keeps the government together.
That's crazy.
I hope that's not true.
Hey, I want to thank you for letting me know about the superdelegates. I was not aware that a person could win the state and still lose delegate-wise.
Surprise! Yep. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. So are you recommending this as a good movie to watch or just a movie to watch because of the symbolism?
It's a good movie.
Okay. We probably shouldn't spoil it then. All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because Kevin Costner's kind of had a bunch of misses, so this was a good one, apparently. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.